from the next of the terminal.
Good morning, Chair. For now, we only have the chairperson, which is yourself, and Ms. Kubeka on the platform. That's the only two members that we have currently, Chair.
Okay. Can I just make a follow-up and maybe start at 5 past?
So we'll do, Chair.
Yes, I know that there would have been some confusion about starting time.
Yes.
We are on the MDDA one now.
So I'm not there.
I was
my apologies, sir.
Yes.
The 10 o'clock is the FABC, and then 11 o'clock MDDA, and 12 o'clock is HASA.
Yes, then I see some MDDA people also here.
Yeah.
There was confusion about the times.
Yes, I'm not going to wrong with you.
Yeah,
I'm in
a
wrong meeting,
Chair.
Let me
ask
this.
Who may have to leave?
Yeah, I'm in a wrong meeting, that's all.
I'm also then in a wrong meeting, Chair, isn't it?
Yes, that's why I'm saying there was confusion that MTDA is 10. So.
Okay. No, I will rejoin the action.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Okay. Honorable Kumbu, we appreciate that. Will you say why you didn't get down?
No.
Okay, so you're back in the profit.
Yes.
Okay.
We are inaugurating the new premier.
I can understand why you're home. Okay. Mr. Ngoma?
Yes, sir. So we have four members currently. But from Matt Rosie, I'm just talking to her now via WhatsApp, and there was no other indication except from Mr. Mbele, who had indicated that he was going to join us just after 10. Mr. Tambo received all the notifications and the WhatsApp notifications. When I checked last night on his attendance, there was no response. So I just want to hear Ms. Majoli and then just sharing them.
Okay, but looking at the numbers on my side, we have like four. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir.
If we can get one.
Chairperson, but yeah, maybe it might want to wait for one, but for the process of proceedings, we are going to proceed. But if you want to maybe wait for Ms. Madzozi, who has not indicated, but she was present for the meeting, but I'm just waiting for her response, but maybe she'll be joining soon. But there's nothing stopping you from until with the hope that by the time we get to adopt the program, anyway, we still have the program because it's a 7-member committee, so it's not good to go.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to be sure that we did not start because we're all here from one party and that we are sensitive of ensuring that the process is as inclusive as it can be. But because it's a continuation of meetings we have had before, I think we can be able to proceed. Thanks. Whilst you are following up with Honorable Matsuzi, who on the platform would have indicated that she has received invites and should attend the meetings, of course, taking into account that Honorable Mbele may join us as we proceed. Let me then, without waste of time, greet honorable members, committee staff, as well as the PLOs I saw on the platform that they are here. Greetings to fellow South Africans who are following the proceedings of this meeting in different platforms. Honourable members, as you'd be aware, this is a subcommittee meeting, a subcommittee that has been appointed by the committee in terms of the National Assembly rules, which permits that a committee can appoint a subcommittee to look at specific matter, which then the subcommittee reports to the committee for adoption. And therefore, that's why we are meeting. But for us to look at the program and finally adopting it, as we have been revising the program a number of times, we'll take a short presentation from the committee support, more of a recap of where we are now from where we started shortly. And that would use then as the basis for us to input on the program on whether we're satisfied with the dates and the tasks that are needed on a particular day. So that will help us a great deal. So by that time, we may also have other members in the meeting in that scope. Otherwise, please feel welcomed and would proceed from this point. I do note, though, that some of the members are in all the three subcommittees that will be sitting, as well that there is a plenary sitting where it will also be expected to attend this afternoon. I'm sure in the way of conducting our business as usual would be focused, maximize the time, but qualitatively deliver on what is expected of us. So with those honorable members, the meeting is officially opened. I'll just, for formality, get to check if there are apologies now so that we record them formally, unlike when I was just making an inquiry. Mr. Ngoma, or an officer, just to record.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, and good morning to honorable members and guests. Chairperson, we have only received one apology, and that also was just to indicate that the member will be joining us a little later. He is currently sitting in another meeting, and that would be Honorable Mdele of the Democratic Alliance. Ms. Madrozi will be joining soon, and I have not received anything from the EFS. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Ngoma. I take it that the apology is noted, and we look forward to seeing Honorable Madrozi joining the meeting also. Without a waste of time, as I said, honorable members and our guests in the platform, who would now give to committee support just to indicate where we are, so that the honorable Mbele is not here. Maybe we'll deal with other matters once we get him here. So if you can do that, that Mr. Ngoma.
Yes, Chairperson, it is Tembingo Sengoma. Thank you very much, Chair. This presentation was done already to the members, and the intention was to assist members as well as the public in outlining the process for appointment for the non-executive directors of the SABC board, taking into consideration the Broadcasting Act of 1999. We received a letter last year, which was dated 22nd July 2020, from the former Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, informing the Assembly that Ms. Benedict Boutian has resigned for the board, and further requesting that the Assembly start the process of filling a vacancy in terms of the Broadcasting Act. The main thing here is that the committee, we have one vacancy, so committee has had to agree on a number of candidates to be shortlisted, and then obviously Chairperson will publish the names of the shortlisted candidates on the ATC, that is Announcement, Tablings and Committee Reports of Parliament. We do also send out statements in that regard, and as Chairperson would know, we also open up an opportunity for members of the public to make their comments on the shortlisted candidates. Although that is not shortlisted, but that is just an approach that the committee uses to ensure that there is proper participation. From there, we will go through the process of qualifications and security vetting, which often runs concurrently. And because of the time that we are in, Chairperson, now what we do, because ordinarily we would wait for those processes to be completed before we can then proceed to invite the candidates for interviews. But as members would be aware that we proceed with the interviews, but we do not adopt a final report until we have received the reports from the human resources as well as from the SSA. And yes, like I said, Chair, the qualifications are done by HR through MAI that has been contracted with Parliament. We do send consent forms to candidates to give us permission to consent to the committee or to Parliament conducting these qualifications checks as well as the security vetting. But that's only advisor who developed a cumulative overview of areas of interest for members' questions for the interviews, and then we have the committee secretary who does the other processes that I've just outlined, and in instances where we will be holding physical meetings, then we'll have an assistant of the committee assistant to prepare the logistics for members and the system candidates. Second thing, the board has 12 non-executive members which are appointed by Parliament, which is why we have this one vacancy. Currently there are 11 board members on the SATC from those that are appointed by Parliament, but we do know that the other three are executive directors, which is the CEO, CFO, and the CEO of the SATC. So these board members must be appointed in a manner that ensures that there is participation by public in a nomination process which has been done, that there is transparency and openness which has been done, because all our meetings are open to the public, and we do make as a series of shortlisted candidates available on the parliamentary website. Of course, we do take off candidates' personal information, and like I said, Chairperson, that we do publish the candidates for appointment once the committee has made my appeal. We do publish the shortlisted candidates. We also publish those candidates that the committee has recommended for appointment through a report of the committee that has adopted following the recommendation of the subcommittee on who should be appointed to fill that vacancy. Chairperson, I will not bother to go through, but that was also on the advert. That's just what is required for one to be considered to be a member of the board. And then, Chairperson, this is just a map of what I've outlined. So now we will be adopting the program where members with, in particular regarding the SABC board will be shared at 10 together with the link together with the link in order to ensure that members have the documents. We do have a program meeting for shortlisting, and then once the committee is shortlisted, then the other processes will kick in as I outlined earlier, right until the National Assembly adopts its report. That's more like this, Chairperson, but I think it's just also important to indicate that this vacancy, it has been since July last year, so it's been over a year now that this vacancy has been opened. Thank you very much, Chairperson. So that was all from my side.
Thank you, Mr. Mbunga. We welcome you, Honorable Mbele. We did receive your apology that you joined the meeting late on to another meeting that was already. Honorable members, that's really the brief which then informs our approach to the program. And I know that you would have received the program. But maybe before the program is slighted so that it's known and that we can adopt it formally, I'll just check if there may be any clarities or concerns that members would have at this point before we get to flight the program for adoption. Any query from members? So clear. Then we'll then proceed to the future business of the meeting, which is the adoption of the program as it will align what would be doing going forward from where we are, where members have received the link with documents to consider as to prepare for the shortlisting. Welcome also, Honourable Sam. So that's the program as you would have received. Today is the 24th, which is about the consideration and adoption of the subcommittee program. And the 31st of August, targeted
for the shortlisting of the candidates. The third targeted for interviews, and the 14th of September on deliberations on the outcome of the service report. So, may I get the members to speak to the program if there are matters you want to raise? Honorable Mbele, I've noted you. Any other members that I may be leaving out? Okay. Honorable Mbele, can then proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, colleagues. Again, my apologies for being a bit late, but thank you for your graceful acceptance, Chairperson. Just to double check, so in terms of the time frame as I see it on the program, we basically have the coming week for individual members to review applications and CVs. I heard you mention a link to where the documents can be downloaded online. I might have missed it because it was in the part of the presentation that I didn't see, but I don't recall receiving that link, or is that something to be sent out after the program has been finalized?
Dr. Honorable Bele, I now recognize Honorable Kubeka.
Thank you, Chair. Greetings to all members who are present here this morning, and also the officials of the entities that are represented, Chair. Chair, it's nothing so much, but what I would like just to get is just a clarity to check with the Chair that when they were drafting the program, indeed, as we know that the program of the Parliament also it's tight. I just want to check if there is no maybe where we can say we find ourselves like there is a clash maybe on the issue of the side of attending, because I can see that most in the evening actually. But again, what I would like just to understand also on the side of the shortlisting, are we still in agreement as we have raised, especially on the side of the numbers that we need to interview? Are we still in that line, or is there anything maybe that can arise from those numbers that we agree on the issue of the candidates to be nominated on the issue of shortlisting the numbers specifically? That's what I just like to understand, to say, are we still, as we were raising, to say, in one vacant post, how many candidates that maybe we can have an interest to be shortlisted, Chair? Thanks.
Sengoma, would you want to clarify those facts from your side?
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. Yes, Honorable Mbele, the FADC document, which is the summary and the list of nominees, together with the link to the full thing is well shared, but that will be shared again immediately after this meeting. So you will receive a list of all the candidates that have been nominated, and then you will receive a summary of their CVs, abridged CVs of all the candidates, and then you'll also receive a link to the full to the full CVs of the candidates. And in instances where members are struggling to access the link, then we often request that they make the conduct the committee secretariat so that we can find another way of sending those full CVs. In response to the issue raised by Honorable Becker, yes, Chair, we have tried everything in developing this program to make sure that it does not impact on the committee or Parliament's program. Hence, the meetings are scheduled for the evening.
Now, you see, Chairperson, that the evening meeting starts at 1800. I've tried to do the calculations as per the times allocated on the parliamentary program for the House sitting to at least arrive at between 5:30 and 6 o'clock. However, Chairperson, there will be instances if the House so sits until maybe beyond this time or very close to 6 o'clock, where we may be communicating the members to maybe afford them a travel time of maybe half an hour. Or use the time to make other means to connect to our meeting. But the 1800 chair, I calculated the size of the House sittings, and so that was the time that that I could use. You'll see on the other program, actually even on this program, we do make use of Friday, which are normal parliamentary days, and there are no House sittings sometimes on those days. So we took into consideration the committee program first, and then we took into consideration the parliamentary program, and that is how we arrived at the time for our program. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Lom. Honorable Kubeka, I see that your hand is still up.
Yes, Chair, the last one on the issue of the numbers, Chair.
Yes, thanks. My apologies on that one, Chair. Chairperson, in the meeting of the last meeting of the subcommittee, we discussed the matter into detail, and the subcommittee had agreed that it would be shortlisting 5 candidates for this one vacancy in the SABC board. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable members, I think as it relates to the number, it's really a decision that the subcommittee has made, and it is the subcommittee that can review such. So I would want members to maybe concur with the previous decision, or if there is a view to review that is done. It's necessarily not with the support staff to decide. It's been a committee decision, like Mr. Ngoma says. So may I, so that we don't get back to this, it is very important in the next step, which is the shortlisting, that we leave the meeting satisfied that the number agreed is still agreed upon, or if reviewed, we look at that. May I get that indication on whether we still concur or there is a proposal to review, so that we can close on the matter. I will take Honorable Mbele, followed by Honorable Kubeka.
Thank you, Chair. Not a proposal to review. I do recall we had concurred at the last subcommittee meeting in agreeing on the number for shortlisting. It was just to highlight that there had been a small concern on my part, or a small request on my part, that if in the course of individual members' reviews of the applications and CVs, there was a strong conviction that there really were, say, 6 or 7 standout candidates in the pool to go through to the interviewing process, that there still be an awareness that perhaps a small discussion on the merits of that might be worthwhile tabling. But given the time frames and the urgency to fill these positions, I am comfortable with the number 5 in order to streamline process. Thanks, Chair.
And I now recommend
recognize Honorable Kobet. Thank you, Honorable Mbele.
Well, thanks very much, Chair. I'm still content myself with that number of five. I think it's valid and reasonable, that number, Chair. So I'm still supporting that fact. Thanks, Chair.
No, thanks, Honorable Kubeka. I think we do take your point, Honorable Mbele. But what is important is that as a base, you have agreed on five. And as you correctly said, you are not necessarily putting a proposal to review the number, but a consideration to be made for a discussion that can ensue before we actually start the shortlisting itself. Otherwise, work on five. But that's important as members who go through the documents once again to try and look at the best five that you think would be able, for purposes of the SABC, to be able to come in and complete the remaining period for the board. Because as you are aware, the board also expires 2022, and once that expires, we'll have to look at all the board members, including the one that would have just completed the term, because that's that as just one collective board and their term would end, unlike the other entities that we have been dealing with, where the end of term would not necessarily be collective, but as individuals would have come in to assist. So I think that's important to look at. Right? And of course, Honorable Mbele, there would be the link sent to all members once again. It shouldn't be a problem. Honorable members, having agreed on that and the clarity that have been given with regard to how the balance has been created between the Parliament program as well as the committee program with the subcommittee work, may I then get at least a formal mover that we adopt the program and a seconder so that we move towards the conclusion of this first meeting.
So move, Chair.
Honorable Mlala, moves.
Chair, I second.
Honorable Machozi, seconds. Honorable Kubeka, I see your hand is up. You wanted to raise a point before.
No, from Harvard.
Okay. Thank you. So there's been a mover and seconder. This is the program that has been agreed. Any adjustments would be communicated, like Mr. Ngoma said, in case the House sitting to affect our starting time. Otherwise, that's the program we're communicating to the South Africans who would want to follow the deliberations in this process of appointment. With that, Honorable Members, once again, thank you for making it easy for us to proceed with the meeting and that we would be able to stage other in the next subcommittee meeting where we'll be dealing with the shortlisting. This meeting then is, before I do that, I'm not sure if Mr. Ngoma has any point you want to emphasize from a point of support. Otherwise, I want to declare the meeting adjourned now.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Each other in the next meeting at 11 o'clock with the subcommittee on MTDA board.
Okay. All right. This one then stays attend. We'll then meet in the MTDA one for those that are in all these subcommittees. We'll meet in the others. Otherwise, the meeting stays adjourned until we meet next Tuesday. So, thank you. So, December, you can go to Northwest. To the Northwest in Nongarai. So, you can go.
We'll just keep this link also open until 11 o'clock. So I know other people would often wait for us to terminate the meeting before they leave. But those that want to stay are more than welcome, but we'll mute everything. But we'll use the same link for the 11 o'clock and the 12 o'clock meeting.
Okay. So those of us who are in on, we'll just stay on if we can.
Sorry, and Mr. Bumbu. We are good to go. Ms. Akum, Ms. Pambo just joined. Ms. Akum is also joining us. So we are good to go.
Thank you. Greetings, honorable members, and our guests, for the South Africans. We are now convened as a subcommittee created by the Portfolio Committee in terms of the National Assembly rules, with a focus now on the appointment process for the MDDA board. Yeah. As shown in the notice, you are all welcomed. Of course, what we'll do, we'll just get the committee support. As you'd be aware, we have had the program before. We had to revise it a number of times. And we now have to get back on track. We just need a recap from the committee support from where we started and where we are now, so that as we adopt the program, we are confident that it responds to what we need to do going forward. And therefore, I would not waste your time. You are all welcomed. And we can just get straight to that recap, and thereafter we get to consider and adopt the program.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. One part of
the apologies before we adopt the program when I know we have the numbers.
Right, we do have the numbers, Chairperson, Ms. Mbele, Ms. Madrozi, Mr. Pambo, and all the other members here. We have no apologies for this particular meeting, Chairperson. You are muted, sir.
Thing then proceed.
Right, thank you, Chairperson. This is a presentation on the appointment process for the two MDDA. Board vacancies. This presentation was done to the committee in February of this year. Thank you. Chairperson, this is just a background that indicates that the board of the MDDA consists of 9 vacancies, 6 of which are appointed by the president on the recommendation of the National Assembly, and 3 of which are appointed by the president
through recommendations from the client, broadcast, and government representatives. So those three are directly appointed by the president. Currently, from the six that the committee appoints, we have two vacancies, which arose as a result of which arose as a result of the expiry of the terms of Ms. Martina Della Togna and Dr. Nombeko Mbaba. It's important to note that their terms ended in October 2020. That would mean that in the next month or so, it would be a year that those vacancies have not been filled, which is the process that we are reopening now. We have already advertised and received a number of nominations. Chair, as it is with the SABC board and the CASA council, the committee firstly will agree on the number of candidates to be shortlisted, and then check us in. We receive quite a number of applications, especially in relation to MGDA and the SABC board, from young people who are just looking for job opportunities. And unfortunately, from the previous consultations, we are advised by our human resources that they do not consider candidates who did not respond to the advert and chaperone. And there's also the Parliament does not have a policy on the number of candidates to be shortlisted for a position, hence our committee makes determination on those. Just to recap on the issue of qualifications, which can take 3 to 5 days for local qualifications and 3 to 5 weeks for international qualifications. Chairperson and honorable members, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, it has become a challenge to verify international qualifications. However, what we do when verifying the qualifications, we take the highest qualifications that were acquired here in the Republic, and we verify those. So members would know that the advert doesn't specifically, or the ad doesn't specifically say which highest qualification must you have. It just indicates that candidates need to have qualifications, experience, and expertise in the fields that are outlined in the act. So qualifications are verified by MEI, which is a service provider that is conducted to Parliament. We send consent forms to candidates immediately once they've been shortlisted for them to complete and return to us together with any other outstanding document. But in this instance, we do have all the qualifications of candidates. So this process would just be a matter of candidates sending consent forms for participation check and for the state security agency personnel suitability check. This process starts immediately after the shortlisting. In case of the MGDA, I'm not going to go too much into this one. It is in the MGDA Act on the constitution, composition, and appointment of the board, and which this is what I spoke to earlier on. The number of the board members, of which we have a responsibility of appointing six. The process is the same as the SABC and ICASA process. It must be public participation in the nomination process. We've passed that with flying colors. We've received quite a number of nominations. Process has to be transparent and open, which is what we do very well, which is why this meeting is open to the public. And then the publication of shortlisted candidates on the ATC, which is the announcement tablings and the committee reports of Parliament. As with the SABC, we also, and other boards that we appoint, we do give, we do publish the names of the shortlisted candidates and make a call to the public to send any comments that they might have on the shortlisted candidates. This just what the Act outlines on who is suitable for appointment in the board. Yes, and also indicating a disqualification. This is all in the MGDA Act, that if you are not a South African citizen and ordinarily resident in the Republic, if you have been unrehabilitated insolvent or if you are a member of parliament, provincial legislature, or any municipal council, or lastly, if you are an office bearer or employee of any party, movement, organization of a political party name. This goes further on chapter on the disqualifications. Yes, Chair. And then this just information, Chair, all contained in the Act, that just gives a background to members on the sections that speak to the appointment of the SADC board. And the last one, Chair, is just to indicate that President appoints one of the members as the chairperson of the board, and all our members are appointed on a non-executive basis. If I can just tell the process is the same. We meet today to consider the program of the committee. Once this committee, this program has been adopted by the committee, we will then prepare for the next meeting. That would be a shortlisting meeting. Once the committee has shortlisted, it is then other processes of qualifications checks, state security agencies, notifying the candidates, and also preparing for the interviews. And then after the interviews, while at the same time, the process of qualification and security checks is ongoing. And also safe to say, Chair, that we have adopted a standard where we do not adopt a final report as now the full committee without having received the results from our human resources department and the state security agency. Yes, Chair, this is just another map that explains this process that I just spoke to. And yes, Chairperson, I think that would be all from the Secretariat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Ngoma. I'll just check if there are any clarities that members would want to have before we flight the program that was sent to you, and maybe given the information shared with us, be able to take the program for consideration and adoption. I just check if there are members would want to comment at this point or want to be clarified on any matter. So if not, I would then ask that the Secretariat select the program for consideration of the committee and adoption thereof.
I'll be flighting it now, Chairperson. There we go, Chairperson. I present to you the program of the subcommittee on the filling of two vacancies on the MDDA board, which starts from today with this meeting of 11 o'clock. Thank you, Chair.
Remember that the program, may I just take if members would want to raise any point before we get a formal mover for adoption of the program. The dates are there. And we just need to ensure that there is indeed no clash of meetings, Mr. Ngoma. I'm looking at the 31st of August.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson, the 31st of August, if you remember from the previous presentation on the SADC board program, we have a meeting scheduled for 6 o'clock, which will be shortlisting for the SADC board candidates. In an event, Chairperson, where the House sits for longer, for an example, that it attends at exactly 6 o'clock or at 6:30, that would mean then there will be a shift in the meeting that SADC board scheduled for 6 o'clock, which will then impact on this meeting as well as the meeting the meeting of the ICASA Council, which is scheduled for the same day to start at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. So we've tried to work on the time here, but when the need arises, we'll just maybe request that we maybe have a late start. But the intention is to shortlist next Tuesday after the ATC got shortlisted. Thank you, sir. And lastly, Chairperson, in my apologies, members would notice that those members that sit in the SADC committee, that there's a meeting that is scheduled for Friday from 1800 till late. So this one starts at 1 o'clock for the MDDA board, and that will be on Friday of the 10th of September. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Ngoma. Honourable members, I then just check from yourselves, as I said, there's any matter you want to raise on the programme. Otherwise, if we can get a formal mover and seconder for the programme to be adopted.
Chairperson, Honourable
Mbele, you are dead. Can I just check if there's any other member who wants to speak? Okay, let's take Honourable
Mbele
for now.
Yes. Now, Chairperson, it's not a comment on the program. I was stepping forward to formally move on the adoption program.
There's a mover for adoption of the program. And get seconder.
Seconded, yes.
Honourable Gumbu seconds. If there's no dissenting view, I think that the program is now agreed to by the subcommittee and will therefore implement it as such. Of course, with that rider, but there will be advice where there may be a need to change, like the one we have today, which we had to change when there was an opening on the committee slot, that instead of the evening, we come in the morning. So, but that will be done well in advance. With that, honourable members, we would then move towards closure unless there is a point that support staff would want to indicate maybe issues like the link and so on. Mr. Ngoma, just for consistency.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. The link is available, so is the list of the nominees, of nominees, as well as the summarized CVs of candidates. Once again, Chairperson, I would just like to emphasize, because I do believe that in order for members to access the link, they need to be logged on to their parliamentary, they need to log on to the parliament server. So in some instances, members will experience challenging in terms of accessing the full CVs. And members are more than welcome to contact the secretariat, and we'll see if we can find other ways of assisting members. The only reason why, Chairperson, we do not email the full CVs is simply because we create a folder for each candidate that gets nominated, which includes all the candidates' documentation. So it becomes way too big. We've even tried to zip it, it doesn't work. Hence, it's opted for the creation of a link. But once again, when members do experiencing challenges, please let my office know. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Ngom. I think that has now been clarified. Honourable members, thank you for making time for this meeting and adopted the program. So this meeting is now officially adjourned until we meet in the next meeting. I take it that for those that are to attend the next meeting, it will still be the same link, am I right?
You are 100% correct, Chairperson. We will still be using the same link for the subcommittee on ICASA that is scheduled to meet at 11 o'clock. Sorry, at 12 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, I know we have finished quite quick.
I think it's 11. Yeah, until we meet at 12 for those, but in the other subcommittee. Otherwise, thanks to others who may not be in that committee. Would then do that. Thank you.
Ready to start?
A reminder was sent around 10 to 12 on the WhatsApp platform, but for now we discuss yourself and Ms. Matrosi, so still waiting for the other members to look on.
Actually,
I'm just out there making calls. Yes, three members now. Ms. Babu, Ms. Matrosi, and yourself, sir.
suggest that we start at 9:05 if your member would have joined, and then they will join us as we have to adopt the program.
Yes, sir. And Ms. Kubega is just I'm sure it's 5 past will be starting. I see Mr. Bellet, I've tried to get him to run. Yeah, but at 5 past, I'm sure you can start here.
We should start. Yes. Good afternoon, honorable members, and our guests, fellow South Africans. We are now convened as a subcommittee created by the Committee on Communications in the National Assembly, as provided for in the rules of the National Assembly, that a committee can create a subcommittee to focus on a particular matter or task and report back to the committee for adoption or ratification of the work done. So this committee, subcommittee, focuses on the appointment process to fill in the vacancies at ICASA, the result of resignation in this instance, as well as the end of term of office for other councillors. So as I welcome you, honorable members and our guests, I would not want to take any more time. Now that we have a quorum to proceed with fair representation for parties, that the item on the table for discussion is the consideration and adoption of the program. And with that item before us, this committee having its meeting for the first time, we'll just get a recap from the time the committee would have received the referral and the work done so far, so that it informs our adoption of the program, because it then determines the readiness to engage the next steps in the process of appointment. And that will be done by the committee secretary or the support staff, and thereafter take clarities if members would want clarities, and then flight the program for in consideration and adoption. So feel welcome as I
invite the committee support to just take us through. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson, honorable members, good afternoon. Before you is the roadmap for the appointment process of ICASA councillors. Honorable members, we received a letter which was dated the 15th of March from the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, then Ms. Stella Nabeni Abrams, informing the Speaker about the resignation of Mr. Zolani Khosi Matthews as a member of the Council with immediate effect. And furthermore, the letter indicated that Mr. Matthews had requested to be released from serving the notice of 3 months in terms of the ICASA Council, Section 7.3 of the ICASA Act. In addition to that resignation, honorable members and chair, Minister indicated that of the expiry of terms of three councillors, which would expire on 20 September 2021, 25 September 2021, and 31 January 2022, respectively. And the Minister has requested that also the Speaker initiate the recruitment process in terms of Section 5.1 of the ICASA Act. The committee has met on the 2nd of June, and it was when the letter was tabled by the chairperson, and the committee resolved that the secretariat could proceed to publish the advert in the media and call for the nominations to fill the 4 vacancies. That was done, and the advertisement closed on the 23rd of July, and we have received 71 nominations. The summaries have been put together. The list will be provided to members immediately after this meeting, and the link will be provided later or before the end of business today, because that is still being that process is still underway. As indicated, the advertisement went out in 11 official languages on a number of national, community, and regional newspapers. As it was with the previous two meetings on MDDA and SABC, HR in this instance also does not consider candidates who did not respond to the advert. Safe to say, honorable members, ordinarily the persons that are often nominated to the ICASA Council will come from the people that are aware of how this process is run. So we always receive nominations from persons who understand the process, who are responding to the advert. Qualifications, as with the others, take 3 to 5 days for local and about 3 weeks for international qualification. And according to the Act, now, honorable members, when you probably ask it, I think it's safe to indicate that with the ICASA Act, when there's a vacancy of, when there's one vacancy, so according to the Act, we must submit to the Minister 1.5 number of people to be appointed. The committee has, this subcommittee in particular, has dealt with those, so that to highlight it, and also because it would probably also impact on the number of candidates to be that the committee would have to agree on, because honorable members, you remember that this one is the first meeting of this subcommittee as opposed to the one that we had last year, which filled 4 vacancies. So on this one in particular, you have to agree again on the number of candidates that should be shortlisting for the 4 vacancies. Now, honorable members, from the 4 vacancies, I think it's safe to say that, as we have indicated, one is as a result of the resignation, the other two are expiring next month, and one is expiring in January. And all the advertisement and as agreed in that meeting of 3 June, that we upgrade went out stating that the one vacancy would build at the time that when it expires. However, the committee will then decide on how it's going to deal with that, because the other two is now will become vacant end of next month, and the other one only end of January. So, honourable members, qualifications verifications happens the same way with the other two boards. We have MAI contracted to Parliament to provide the service. We send consent forms to candidates immediately after they've been shortlisted for qualification and for the personnel suitability checks by the state security agents. Honourable member, that just section 5-9 of the Charter Act, which speaks to the constitution and appointment of councillors to the council. Members have been asked with this process, so I will not go through, because members do understand it, and I'm very confident to say that. Which is the same as this one, Chairperson, which is on participation, and the first one, which is participation by public nomination process, that was done. We've received, what I've indicated earlier, 71 nominations. Transparency and openness committee, subcommittees of the Portfolio Committee on Communications always conduct their business in a transparent and open manner. That's also, I can say, in confidence. And even with the following point, which is C, the committee always, the subcommittees of the committee always publish a list of candidates. They will go an extra mile of even asking members of the public comments on the shortlisted candidate, something that is not really provided for in the Act, but the committee does that to ensure that it strengthens its participation process. Chairperson, as I have indicated earlier, once the committee has, the subcommittee has conducted its interviews, to recommend to the committee which will approve, which will adopt its report to the National Assembly, which will consist of a list of suitable candidates, at least 1.5 times number of councillors to be appointed. For an example, if the committee were to fill, take a decision to fill all four vacancies, now obviously with the one vacancy resuming in January, end of January, the committee would have to submit 6 names to the National Assembly, and the National Assembly submit those 6 names to the minister, wherein the minister would then appoint four. Unfortunately enough, previously dealt exactly with the number of vacancies, because the last vacancies the subcommittee filled was also 4 vacancies. So there's section B also just indicates that the committee may invite technical experts to assist it in the selection, evaluation, and appointment process of councillors. And furthermore, it's the process on what happens thereafter, because we submit 1.5 to the minister, and from then the minister appoints the 4 candidates, but sends a report to Parliament indicating that from then 6 years, she has appointed the 4 candidates. There is a provision that's given to the NA in terms of the act on when it is not satisfied with such persons as recommended for appointment by the minister, and we have dealt with those things as this subcommittee. So I will not go into detail. And that's just Chairperson, again, the explanation, like the provisions of the Section 5.3 of the ICASA Act, which speaks on the persons that are eligible for appointment to the council. And this was also in the advertisement that went out calling for nominations of such persons. And the disqualification process and the roadmap, Chairperson, and honorable members, which is similar to the one that I presented in the SADC and the MDDA subcommittee, that once the committee adopts this program, then we'll prepare for the next meeting, which will be a shortlisting of candidates, which immediately thereafter we will then do the necessary in terms of conducting candidates and sending out consent forms and receiving the consent forms and sending them out to the relevant units for qualifications and personnel suitability checks. And as the process is running, the committee will be conducting interviews, but it is a standard that the committee will not finalize the process until it has received the results of from the our Human Resources Department and the State Security Agency. And thereafter, once the committee has adopted its report, it will table it to the House. The subcommittee will make the recommendation to the committee, which will then adopt a report and table to the House for adoption. Thank you very much, Chairman.
Honourable members, that's the recap to get us to where we are now. Maybe before we get to the program that will be flighted for adoption, if we can just get members who would want to be clarified on things in relation to what has been presented. But I also want us, as we do that, separate two issues that are about really the decision or recommendation of the committee. First, that relates to the number per vacancy, whether we keep what would have been the norm in the previous appointments. Secondly, it relates to the four vacancies as the terms of office are not the same on what our approach would be. So that would be more of looking at decision making. But I'm opening up for not just clarities and comments from what has been presented. Mr. Honorable Mbele, your hand is up. May I just check if there's any other member that would want to speak in this first discussion on the comments or questions that would be asked on the presentation. So Honorable Mbele, you can then proceed. I know Honorable Kubega was then followed after.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Just on a related issue, I thought it would be appropriate for me to offer an apology and a mea culpa, as they say in Latin, to you, Chairperson, for what had been a misunderstanding previously on my part concerning this process. I think the Chairperson might be aware of the media statements that had been issued from our press office in my name, highlighting a concern about what had seemed to be a very truncated notice period for the receipts of submissions for this ICASA process. That was done in my sort of ignorance or non-recollection of a previous email from it was from Mr. Ngoma, in which it was notified to the members that the ICASA Council adverts were going to be published on the 2nd of July, and my misunderstanding had come from an email, a media statement in the chairperson's name on the 20th of July, which made it sound like that was the date when submissions had opened. So it sounded like there were only 3 days being made available for that. So just with the confirmation and clarity, please, from the committee secretariat, that it had in fact been a 3 week a submission window as opposed to a 3 day one, and therefore that 20 July email was a sort of reminder or a prompt in the final leg of that process. I just wanted to give clarity and satisfaction on my side for that, because the way that statements of the 20th came across would obviously have raised major alarm bells if it's gave the impression of being the opening of the process as opposed to a prompt to the public towards the close of the process. And so, yeah, once I get that clarity from the committee supports, then it's only appropriate and mature for me to apologize to the chair for that misunderstanding and any aspersions that might have been cast. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Mbele. Apology accepted. Honourable Kubeka, you are now recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure maybe that I'm audible, Chair.
I can hear you clearly, and okay. I think I'm supposed to proceed on that.
Yes, thanks, Chair, and also thanks on the side of the presentation. And indeed, this is the quality that is going to continue, which means with the work that they have tried to do it in the past for vacancies also that we were trying to fill on the side of the ICASA chair. Chair, I would like just to recommend, but in, I would like to say in the committee, maybe other members, they will just support definitely. I'm not sure, but they will sorry. I just want to say, firstly, on the issue of the numbers, can we just follow just like these other vacancies that we have presented on the side of the FADC and that one of the MTTA. But I can be fully much aware that it, which means it's going to be a huge number. So is it possible maybe also to say it will take, which means 2 days, not only 1 day, because of the number, as we are saying here, there are more vacancies rather than these other vacancies that they have presented. So it's my, I'm trying to load, to persuade, to say, can we just continue to say each also vacancy must also be 5 candidates that will be interviewed. And also, can I just ask to the committee, maybe if they are heavy on the side of the skills, to say, can they just make sensitize us or remind us to say which skills are they needed in those vacancies that we are talking about? Maybe I'll come after they have just sensitized us. Okay. Thanks.
If there are no further clarities sought by members, I'll then ask the support staff to respond to those that they can respond to.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chairperson and honorable members. Chair, I can assure Honorable Mbele that the advertisement went out on Friday the 2nd. Of July, but members received it on Friday the 1st of July. So the press statement or the media statement that was issued by the Office of the Chairperson on the 20th was a reminder to say that the closing date is near. So I can assure Honorable Mbele that the advert was out for 22 days to be exact. Chairperson and Honorable Kubeka, I missed your point because I think I just have an unstable internet connection. So if Chair, you could just quickly maybe just repeat so that we can give a full response. Thank you very much.
No, it's in relation to the days, given that if you take 5 the vacancy and now it's 4, that's probably not on 1 day like the others which have got fewer numbers, but probably 2 day. I take it that Honorable Kubeka, that's the point you're making.
Yes, Chair.
Yes, so that's the point he's making as we are to discuss the program.
Right. Yes, Chairperson, thank you very much, Honorable Becker. It will, on the program, we have reserved 2 days for the ICASA Council interviews. As the Chairperson indicated, I'm busy trying to flight it now, so that your question can be answered too. Thank you.
Honorable members, as the program will be flighted, as I said, it's a matter of two matters that we should be clear on as the committee. There's already a proposal which we may need to check if we agree, because then that informs the 2 days. That it's still 5 per vacancy. So if we're filling 4, we are looking at 20 people to interview with regards to CASA. Honorable Mbele, maybe want to still talk to clarity.
Thank you, Chair. No, it's in response to your point just now, as also first raised by Honorable Kubega, which has given the plea we heard from ICASA during the Q3 and Q4 briefings last week for expediency with the filling of those council seats. I'm supporting or affirming that proposal for 5 candidates per vacancy.
But thanks, Honorable Mbele. So at least that first decision is agreed to. I think the point we may want to entertain, so that when we then adopt the program, we are clearer. The point we may want to entertain relates to the question asked by Mr. Ngoma on one having the expiry of the term in the month or so, and then you have another one in January. I just want to test it with members, if you so agree, that for our purpose, we do continue with the interviews, 5 Quebec games, which means we're looking at all 4 at once as advertised, understanding that they are in different months in terms of expiry. But of again remembering that the members that you have, if you were to have expired by January of, let's say all 4 vacant, you would have 5. I take it that I'm correct, Mr. You'd have 5, and that 5 would have been appointed out of the previous appointment process that we went through. Now, by implication, the expiry may be at the same time. So you can lose 5 at the go. And therefore, if you put these ones at the same time, it means you lose 4 at the go. So I'm just saying, as we make decisions, it may be a matter we may want to park now, but more of a matter to be engaged by the minister also in the appointment process, that when appointments are made, you also guard against the collapse of the entity in that way, where everybody goes at the same time and may end up having no quorum, vis-a-vis sticking to the expiry of the term, especially for the ones that were to appoint. So I just thought maybe that's something I would want members to entertain as a suggestion, that for us, let's focus on the 4 as agreed, interview them, but in the actual appointment process be a matter of engagement, looking at keeping stability in the entities.
Honorable Mbele, I see your hand is up.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to make sure that I'm following correctly. Is the question one of considering whether we preempt forthcoming vacancies in the ICASA Council? There was mention of some January 2022 term expirations. But with those, is that to say it will include vacancies that are outside the scope of what the minister had requested of the committee in her submission to the speaker? Did I hear that correctly?
No, you didn't hear me correctly. Good that you asked the question so that we're aware on that. We have responded to what would have been referred to us as the committee. This question is entertained because in the presentation by Mr. Ngoma, he had indicated that the terms are at different times. There's one that would have been immediate because of an AWS, and then the ones that are expiring probably a month from now, and that expires in January. As you would see, it will be months before you get to that, as to how the committee would approach that. So what I was suggesting to the committee, which is still within the confines of what has been offered to us, is that based on the experiences, we already have those that were appointed almost at the same time. Of course, they still have years to go, but the implications are that if they stay up until that time, you'll have majority of them living at a go. And at this point, we are dealing with the four. So you've not come to a point of saying probably the four will only be appointed in Jan when the other comes to an end. Then you have four that's linked together. That probably our committee should just focus on the work at hand and the actual appointment process in the engagement with the minister. The minister takes into account the need to keep stability in the entity in terms of the appointment periods. So that's basically that. So we are still within the confines of what has been referred to us, which was immediate, and the others that are to expire. But the actual appointment may be something else. I see that the committee support wants to clarify this.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. You clarified it very well, Chair. Just take to indicate that Mr. Matthews is one of the four candidates that were appointed in 2020. So there will be those three now instead of four. Whose term will run, like the last, let's say our previous appointment, but we appointed four, but then Mr. Matthews then left, so which is the immediate vacancy that the Chair is talking about, which means that Chair, instead of having four from our previous process, we have three whose term would run, would be running together. So I trust that I should add on that one. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Yes, I think I would not belabor the point. I'll come back to the numbers because there was something that happened in the process of appointment and we had to go to the next one on the list, which changed the numbers. So I was raising it in that context. But as it may be, I think I've clarified the difference, the Honourable Bell. So we are still within what has been referred to us from the speaker, so nothing else. But maybe let's leave the actual appointment times to the appointment process itself. But for purposes of interviewing and recommending to the House, the six candidates, it's on the basis of what has been referred to us.
So with that having been clarified, I want us to go back to the program so that we just check if the concerns raised are also taken care of.
This is the draft program that is tabled before the committee for the subcommittee on the appointment of four ICASA councillors, starting with the first meeting, which is currently underway, and following by a meeting on Tuesday, the 31st of August at 8 o'clock in the evening. This meeting will follow the meeting of the ICASA, of the MDDA board subcommittee. And as we had indicated earlier, it's scheduled for 8 o'clock, but we are still solely dependent on the adjournment of the House, so the time might change a bit. Chairperson, as honorable members have indicated, that we probably would need to have 2 days for these interviews. Chairperson, yes, we had also made space for 2 days. However, Chairperson, I think it's very important to mention, of which members of this subcommittee have have experienced this previously, that we would arrange the meeting for 6 till 10, but unfortunately it would run maybe up until the hours of the morning. Chairperson, we do foresee that also here we have tried to look for days where we can, where we can maybe see if we could try and have these interviews over 3 days, because we had also anticipated that the number of candidates might be 20. So, but we thought that we'd table the 2 days to the committee, but obviously with members being aware that it might not be, the finish time might not really be the 10 o'clock that is there. It might go beyond that. And like the other chair, on Tuesday the 14th, we'll put the date as the date of deliberations for all three subcommittees. Hence, the meeting of this subcommittee will be starting at 8 o'clock in the evening. Because before at 6, we have another subcommittee, and at 7, we have another subcommittee, and we'll put all three for the deliberations on the outcome of the interviews, and such deliberations will then be tabled, the outcome of such deliberations will be tabled to the committee, and the committee will then decide its way forward. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Ngoma. May I then take clarities from members before we get a move on? Honorable Mpele, I see your hand. You are recognized. You can proceed.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the flighting of the draft program. The 2 points on the program, one of which has already been touched on, which is that two days are likely, or two sessions are likely not going to be sufficient, given that we're aiming to arrive at a larger pool of candidates, shortlisted candidates, than with the other two, even if we go beyond the 10 p.m. Draft finishing time. But the second point is that members may be aware that on that Wednesday, the 8th of September, we have the oral question session in the House for our cluster, and we know that often those sessions go a little bit over the 3 hour allocated time, because whatever the last question is that was posed just before 6 p.m. had to run its conclusion with all the follow-ups and the minister's replies. So in my experience, you know, those normally go on about half an hour over the 6 p.m. So realistically, we'd only be able to start at 7 p.m. on that Wednesday the 8th. So my question or proposal was whether there would be any scope for planning for the Friday of the 10th as an overrun day. We already have the Friday before on the 3rd with the interviews for the SABC and the MDDA. Is that Friday 10th something we can just pencil in or block out as overrun, or just to preemptively plan for, so we aren't in a bit of a crunch in that week, say on that Wednesday evening? Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Honourable Mbele. May I just check if there's any other member who wants to raise the point as it relates to the VAF program before I entertain the point raised about possibility of the 10th. If not, may I just check Mr. Ngoma, whether you had explored that date, and maybe you couldn't find space, so that if not, at least we can tentatively put that, and if there may be any changes on the parliamentary program, we'll probably revert back to the 8th, of course, maybe with a change of time to accommodate the point raised by Honourable Mbele of being practical about the situation. Yeah, if you can just respond to that.
Thank you, Chaperson. Yes, I think when I raised the issue of sitting till late, I was looking at also maybe hearing from members about the use of the Friday the 10th. We had looked at the program of Wednesday. We noted that the House is scheduled for 3 hours, which is 180 minutes. And we're hoping that it will finish on time or a little late. But perhaps in the proposal of opening up Friday, if members are happy with that, it will really assist, because in that way, even if we are interrupted by the late things of the House, then we'll be able to utilize the day. It is open. There is no business on the happening on that day, so it's open for committees. So yes, it can be utilized. Chairperson, thank you very much.
Thank you. Honourable members, can I then place it before you, because that's the proposal. If I can get a second to it in a way that also then moves the programme for adoption. Is there any challenge with regard to the Friday instead of pressing up on the Wednesday when the cluster is asking questions? May I get members to respond?
Chair.
And then Honourable Kubek after you.
Chair.
Honourable Kubek, proceed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much to all members and the staff. Chair, no, I was going to say I want to move for adoption. I don't have any problem. Thank you.
Kubek? You are recognized?
Yes.
Honourable Kubeka?
Yes, Chair. No, I'm seconding Honourable Fafu, Chair. I was going to say no problem. We don't have any frustration on the side of accommodating also the day of Friday, Chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Honourable members, I take it that there is no dissenting view on this, that we agree to the Friday, which was an amendment to the draft program, and that we now have the final program of the committee having been adopted. Having done so, I'll just check before I officially adjourn the meeting from the committee support staff if there's any matter you'd want to emphasize in relation to preparation by members on this ICASA one.
Chairperson, my apologies. Chairperson, except to say that it's just a link that I will share later during the course of the day, but all other documents will be shared probably an hour after the adjournment of the meeting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Honorable members, then that takes us to the end of our meeting. This meeting is Honorable Kubeka, I see your hand before I adjourn the meeting.
Is the previous one, Chair, so my hands are put to you.
All right. So, I thought you wanted to raise the point before we close. Honourable members, as I said, thanks for making time for this subcommittee work. We'll be meeting next time. Today's one has finished its business, and the meeting stays adjourned until we meet. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Hello.
Must go to the house.
Thank you, Chair. Yes.
Go to the house.
Well, Mr. Mulala.
People of Northwest.
Must not be absorbed by inauguration.
It will be the spokesperson of the whole process.